From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The White House is throwing its considerable weight behind the heightened security procedures in place at the nation's airports. Presidential spokesman Robert Gibbs saying the security procedures, which include full-body scans and far more intrusive pat-downs, are necessary to improve passenger safety. Officials also say they hope passengers don't refuse the procedures, causing delays for others, a sentiment that was echoed today by Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano.
We hope people will not opt out. We hope people will appreciate and understand the goal, the purpose, and the need for what is being done, and be partners in this.
With the busy holiday travel season approaching, some travelers have talked about protesting the new requirements. President Obama's Oil Spill Commission released two more reports today as part of its investigation into BP's oil well blowout and spill in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Jeff Brady says the reports contain both praise and criticism of the oil industry and government regulators.
One of the reports focuses on efforts to contain the blowout at the Macondo well once it happened last April. Staff called BP's efforts Herculean, and they praised government scientists for quickly bringing themselves up to speed so they could oversee BP's work. But the report says these remarkable efforts were necessary because the industry and government were not prepared to deal with a situation of this magnitude. A second report from the commission staff says there haven't been enough resources committed to research and development to learn how to better respond to oil spills. As a result, the equipment used during the Deepwater Horizon spill was dated and inadequate. These are preliminary reports. A final report from the commission is due in January. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Justice Department says it's collected a record $2.5 billion in health care fraud settlements. Most of the cases involve tips from whistleblowers. We get details from NPR's Carrie Johnson.
The Justice Department considers health care fraud one of its top priorities, and in the last fiscal year, the department recovered billions of dollars, a record, thanks to huge settlements with Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and other drug makers over allegations of improper marketing and overbilling. Assistant Attorney General Tony West says many other cases are moving through the courts, and that the high settlement figures represent a trend that could play out for years to come. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
With the Irish government now losing its power base after agreeing to accept a multi-billion-dollar bailout from the European Union, Irish Prime Minister Brian Cowen says he will call an early election next year once the country passes an emergency budget and finalizes its bailout plan. The admission represents a major blow for Cowen, who just days ago said there was no need for a bailout to solve problems facing Ireland's banks, where his coalition partner, the Green Party, forced his hand, threatening to quit the government without an early election in January. Stocks, after falling 1% earlier in the trading session, recovered some of their lost ground. The initial market decline came amid concerns about the widening European debt crisis. The Dow was down just 24 points today. This is NPR. The death toll in Cambodia has now risen to well over 300 after a mass stampede at a bridge near the country's capital. The country's prime minister says the incident occurred as thousands of people were celebrating a water festival on an island near the capital. According to witnesses, the stampede began after several people were electrocuted on a small bridge connecting Phnom Penh to nearby Diamond Island. As people then tried to flee, dozens were either trampled to death or drowned in a tributary. Jordanian recruitment agency has dismissed a report by New York-based Human Rights Watch on worker abuse in the Arab world. Dale Gavlak in Amman says it's alleged abuse of a Sri Lankan domestic worker in Jordan.
Human Rights Watch said last week that a Jordanian employer forced a Sri Lankan housemate to swallow nails. The watchdog called it an example of wider abuse of domestics in the Arab world. Badib El Hafnawi of the El Hafnawi agency, who recruited the woman, says he has two signed letters from the woman refuting the claim. In them, she states that she deliberately swallowed six nails that she placed in bananas in a bid to return home. El Hafnawi said the maid, who is now in Sri Lanka, initially used glass cleaner on her face during her first week in Jordan in her first attempt to leave. But when that failed, she took more extreme action. He said that the woman's excuse was that she missed her husband. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
Movie rental company Netflix is raising the price of some of its regular subscription plans. In an apparent effort to entice more of its customers online, Netflix says for $8 a month it will offer unlimited streaming-only movies. However, prices for the company's one or two DVDs out at a time plan will rise by a dollar. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support